About 78% of folks, about, I'm sorry, 88% of homebuyers nationwide purchase their home with a mortgage. And out of those mortgages, only FHA and VA require a general inspection. And only VA, the Veterans Administration, requires also to have termite inspections. And what happens when you purchase a home and you have a trust and it's cash? A lot of those buyers may forego of inspection. So what happens if you have a conventional loan or just plain cash? So no inspections are required, and they are usually foregone. An exception exists if there's a down payment assistance program. An environmental test is also required, and it is also recommended in rural properties or in places that have flooded previously or in places that have acreage. If a home buyer forgoes inspections, the courts tend to interpret that against the buyer for taking an unnecessary risk, and rightly so, when the problem may have been recognized during the inspection, particularly when the defect is material. And what is material? It is of such nature that the defect, that knowledge of the defective item would affect a person's decision when buying. Caveat emptor, let the buyer be aware. It's a doctrine holding that a purchaser buys at his own risk. The courts tend to make the seller accountable for every affirmation that is made as a warranty. The doctrine of caveat emptor applies unless otherwise stated in the purchase agreement. Therefore, unless the seller misrepresents the condition of the premises or fails to disclose defects in the property that are known to the seller, but not known to the buyer assumes the risk of pre-existing conditions or defects in the home. The Deceptive Trade Practices Act, or also known as DTPA, was enacted precisely to protect consumers against false, misleading, and deceptive trade practices, unconscionable actions, and breaches of warranty, and to provide efficient and economic procedures to secure the protection. The DTPA applies to consumer transactions of goods and services and a new construction purchase agreement or resale falls under goods. No privity is required, and the consumer does not have to be the actual purchaser. In Smith v. Baldwin, the home buyer successfully sued the home builder for defects in workmanship because the good represented a quality that they were not. We should also know that there's a statutory gap in Texas. Home buyers do not have much state protection against residential home building defects. The agency that came the closest to protecting the public against such defects was the Texas Residential Construction Commission, also known as TRCC, and it was abolished in 2009 by the Sunset Commission. So although not perfect, the TRCC, the gap remains unfulfilled, and over time, usages of trade continue to fade away from the construction standards that were going on at the time, including warranty, inspections, and state-sponsored dispute resolution processing that provided the Texas home buyer and home builders accountability and protection. When demand for housing is high, we see a lot of shortcuts in home construction resulting in defects. And we need to consider the freedom of contract is highly respected in Texas courts, and it is a means for homeowners to seek protection when they purchase their home. A home buyer who submits an offer to purchase should ideally try to obtain a 10-day option period during which they can cancel for any reason. They don't even have to give a reason, and they can still get their earnest money back. And during that time, inspections should be conducted. It limits the risk, and it limits the investment. If rain occurs during the option period, at the time that you have a scheduled inspections, you may, for good cause, reschedule inspections, and you may need to extend the option period. And termite inspections need to be conducted on a day that is dry and it's not windy, so that they can actually figure out if there are termites. After closing, it is costly to resell if defects surface. Sellers, builders, lenders do not guarantee the value of a home. So after closing, repairs run, unless the home is brand new and they have limited warranties up to 10 years on structure. And each of the contractors will be warranting their work, with a door-to-door policy usually being 1 year. But if it's a resale home, if the seller did not offer a homeowner's warranty, it is strongly advised to purchase one, because it's a minimum investment and it protects the home buyer for a year. It is not all covered, but it covers some of the major expenses.